606 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 574X, American State Trials. Mr. Sampson. Was there not some other case which you mentioned before the police office? I mentioned somewhat jocularly the loves of Theogenes and Chariclea. Chariclea was a beautiful and fair virgin of Ethiopian parents. Her whiteness was occasioned by her looking at a statue of Venus. The mayor. About what time, doctor, might that have happened? The work is written by a Christian bishop, Heliodorus, who wrote about the 4th century. It was the first novel I ever read, and it made a great impression on me. Mr. Sampson. As to those cases in which the agency of some external objects upon the mother's imagination produces an entire change in the fetus, have you any facts within your own knowledge? There was a man in the city of New York who kept a cow. Will you tell the court, doctor, the story of that cow? The cow was a favorite with the wife of the man, but he found it more convenient to kill her than to keep her. And how did the death of the cow influence the birth of the child? The cow, affording a larger supply of provisions than was required for family consumption, he sold part and reserved the rest. Among the parts that were reserved were the feet. The wife saw them hanging up in a mangled state. It was the first news she had of the death of her favorite cow, and she was so vehemently moved and so shocked as to affect the child of which she was then pregnant. The child was born without any arms and with distorted feet. Mr. Sampson. Did you ever converse with the father or mother of the child? I did not, but the child is still alive, and there is no doubt of the fact. Have you examined the child? I saw it once as I passed, playing with a cooper's shaving knife between its toes. I stopped to inquire and was told the story. Is there no other case, ancient or modern, to support this theory? Is there nothing in verse or prose? There is a case called the Black Case in Haddington's poems. He was a lord of sessions, or other considerable man in Scotland. The story runs thus. There was a man who followed. Would it be, if instances of the spontaneous disappearance of this sable mark of distinction between slaves and their masters were to become frequent? They would then be no less important to the moralist and political economist. Pompey, a very healthy negro of about 26 years of age, about 2 years since discovered on his right thigh a small white spot, which, from that to the present time, has been constantly increasing to the size of nearly a half-crown piece. While there have appeared, on other parts of his body, other spots, to the number of 12, of different sizes, but all constantly and gradually enlarging. In several of the spots, the margin is perfectly defined, from a distinct line between the clear white and the natural color. In others, there are circumscribed rings of a dun appearance, the external margin of which is very regular. I have the fullest belief that a very few years will complete the total change.